He found your number and I found your number.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you came too early. Yeah. The alpha comes later. That's why we can ask you. Shoot him. All right, give our guns, we can shoot him.
What is one?
Give our guns, we'll shoot one. First guy in the...
How many shots does he have?
You start to shoot.
How many questions does he have?
Don't talk after the shear.
The middle of the shear.
It's not the middle of the shear, Rabbi Norman.
Okay.
It's not the middle of the shear. No.
He's starting over.
Tonight's learning should be a schus for Refuah Shleima for Leah Chava Bas Yehudas, who needs a refuah. The story of the Megillah tells that a Jewish girl was chosen to marry the non-Jewish king, and she married him. And this is an Avera. Intermarriage is an Avera. And the Gemara says that we have situations where a Pikuach Nefesh is doiche the mitzvah satayra. Let's say a person is this and he has to eat on Yom Kippur, you have to eat chametz on Pesach, a person is in a concentration camp and they give him tray for food, not going to eat the tray for food, he's going to die badai. So we say pikuach nefesh is doicha kala tarkula, except for the three averes achamuras, avodizore, gili arayis, and shvichas domen. Or, if one does any other avera, bifarhesya, or bishas hashmag. So the Gemara is bothered with her kasha, v'hester farhes yehavoy. When Esther was living with Achashverosh, no one was there in the bedroom when they were together, but all the Jews knew about it. So farhes means in the presence of 10 Jews, a minion of Asori Yisrael, 10 men. Women are not mitzdarif for the minion. Even those, there is an opinion that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that one woman could be mitzdarif with 9 men. So Moshe Feinstein said that's only a kula for davening tefila b'tzibah for chazaras hashatz. That's a din derabbanan, but for a real din deraisa for yihar gval yavor, the women are not mitzdarf to a minyan l'chol ha'des. That's for sure not. But the Gemara is bothered with the kasha. There were 10 Jews who knew that she was living with the goy, so should not be considered shar averis b'farhesi. So you should have said yihar gval yavor. So the Gemara gives two answers. This is in the Sugya Bihar Gval Yavar in Sanhedrin, the end of Perek Ben Sora Mara Daf Ein Dalad. The Gemara gives two answers. One answer is that the only time we apply this rule of Yehar Gval Yavar, even though the Avera is done, even though it's not from the Gimel Avera Sachamuris, but the Avera is publicly known, it's Bifrahesya, that's only if the goy is miskaven lahaviro al hadas. Let's say the goy is not miskaven lahaviro al hadas. Let's say the goy robbed a bank, and he holds a gun up to my head and he says, "You drive the getaway car, or I shoot you." And it's on Shabbos. So you say, and I walked out of shul. There are Jews standing around. Everybody sees. I don't want to lose my life. So I'm going to drive the car to help him get away. He wants me to drive him to the train station, to the airport, whatever, that he should get away from the police. So that's not called an Avera Bifarhesya, because the goy is not interested l'haver al hadas. He doesn't know I'm Jewish. He doesn't know about driving a car. He never heard of the whole thing. The only time you say an Avera Bifarhesya, Shar Averis Bifarhesya, is Yorig Val Yavar, if the Nochem is Kabin l'haver al hadas. But it's l'hando asatzman. She was a good-looking girl. The Pasuk says she was Yifei Toya, Yifei Mara, it says. So he wanted to live with her. He didn't know she was Jewish. He didn't know it's an Issa. It had nothing to do with the Issa of intermarriage. That's one teretz. Shas Hashmad. Right. B'shas Hashmad is Yehargo. Also, B'shas Hashmad is only Miskaben Lahara al Adas. If the Goyish government wants to cause us to violate our religion. But here, it was no Shas Hashmad.
What's opposite of Misana?
even if they only want to force us to violate a minik. So also Yehorek Valyava. But over here, it was Lahano Asatzman. So there's no Yehorek Valyava. There was no Shas Hashmad. It wasn't Yehorek Valyava before Hesi either, because true, many Jews knew about it. But Achashverosh was not, his interest was not to cause her to violate her religion. He didn't know what her religion was, Bechla.
Isn't it Gilya Arayos?
Oh, so Taisu says the Kasha, isn't it Gilya Arayos to live with a non-Jew? Isn't it Gilya Arayos? So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramban on that Gemara. The Ramban distinguishes between two forms of intermarriage. If it's a Jewish man who lives with a non-Jewish woman, that's called Gilya Arayos. If it's a Jewish woman living with a non-Jewish man, that's not called Gilya Arayos. Intermarriage is prohibited both ways, but one way is Machomer. If the Jewish man marries a non-Jewish woman, so that's the end of the line. Their children are going to be goyim, because the mothers are goyim. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin there, in the sugya of intermarriage, Boel Aram is, so the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Treyosar, Ki boal basel elhei nechor, if a Jew lives with a non-Jewish woman, it's as if he became a mechutin with the Avodah Zarah, and if he's, as if he's mamid bein l'Avodah Zarah, so he'll have any children, the children will be goyim. So the Ramban says, and the pasuk says, Yachres Hashem le'isha hu er v'yoyna. He's chayv koris m'divri kabbalah. The chumash litzof lamed vav krisis hamuris batorah. That's the opening mishnah in Maseches Krisis, lists off all the psukim. Rashi there lists off all the 36 averis for which there's a punishment of koris. That's in chumash. And then you have another koris that doesn't never appears in chumash, but it says in divri kabbalah in the Sifrei Hanavim in Treyosar. It says a Jewish man who lives with a non-Jewish woman is chayv koris. And in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that even though Kanoim Pogimbo, the Gemara says, Aboel Aramis Befarhesia, Kanoim Pogimbo, if a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman Befarhesia in public, everybody knows about it. So Kanoim Pogimbo, have a right to kill him. You don't need a Gmar Din of a Bezin. But Bitsina, you don't say Kanoim Pogimbo. But if a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman, even Bitsina, there is Koris Medivri Kabbalah. It is an Issa Deraisa, and there is Koris Medivri Kabbalah. So the Ramban says, whenever there's Koris, that's an indication that it's called Gilya Arayos. Let's say someone holds a gun to the coin's head, he should sleep with a Grusha. Or holds a head to Israel, holds a gun to the head of Israel, he should be with a Mamzeres. So there's no Koris over there. That's an Issa Bia. That's not called Gilya Arayos. That says in Shulchan Aruch, that's not Yehorek Val Yavah. Not all Yisuri B are considered Gilya Arayos, only Chayvi Krisis. So the Ramban says there's a distinction over here. A Jewish man who lives with a non-Jewish woman, that's called Gilya Arayos, that would be Yehorek Val Yavah. But in the reverse here was Esther was living with Achashverosh. If they'll have children, the children will be Jewish. In fact, that's the opening comment that Rashi has at the beginning of Nehemiah, that after Achashverosh died, so his son Artaxasta took over the government. Artaxasta was the son of Esther Hamalka. He, strictly speaking, he was Jewish. And the Gemara in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah says that Rosh Hashanah Lemalcha Yisrael, if you want to count how many years a person was ruling as the king, years ago they used to write, there's no din that you have to, but the practice used to be they used to write in the Shtaris how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina, since it's like in the United States, since 1776. You have to write how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina. The Mishnah says if you don't write how many years it is, so they get this puzzle midirabbanan because of Shleim Malchus. Tosfos is bothered with Akasha in France and in Germany when they used to give Gittin. They never wrote how many years it is since the king was ruling. So Tosfos says that whole din that you have to write Mishum Shleim Malchus, you have to write how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina. If you didn't write it, the get this puzzle midirabbanan only applies if the government is makpid that they want you to write an all-important shtar. The government in France and Germany couldn't care less whether the Jews do write. They don't write. They didn't care. They don't care, so there's no takana de rabban that you have to write the Shlom Malchus. So the Mishnah is saying in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah that he had a practice that you always used to write how many years it is since Melech Ploni took over. So Daphne Gedenken, you have to remember what day of the year he took over. He took over July 4th. George Washington started on July 4th, he became president. So every year, July 4th is Shana Shnia to the presidency of George Washington, Shana Shlishis to the presidency of Shal Washington. And then when the new president takes over, so you have to remember when he took over as the president, Daphne Gedenken, when the kings, The presidents are probably all sworn in that same day. I don't remember any.
Yeah.
But let's say when the king, when the old king dies, new king takes over. So Daf Min Gedenken, when the new king took over. So the Mishnah says, no, there's a light plug. Rosh Hashanah L'malchei Yisrael is Echad B'Nissan. Rosh Hashanah L'malchei Yom Asylum is Echad B'Tishrei. So the Gemara there discusses Psukim in Tanakh regarding this character, Artaxasta, in the beginning of the Nehemiah, that Nehemiah was a Jewish butler who served them breakfast in bed, and the king Artaxasta authorized the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, rebuilding of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says there are contradictions in the Psukim, whether we treat Artaxasta as a Jewish king or as a non-Jewish king. He was a Jewish king. His mother was Jewish. It was an accident of fate. His mother happened to be Jewish, and he happened to be the ruler of Sheva V'Yesem in Meir Medina. Eretz Yisrael happened to be one of the 127 Medinas. So by an accident of fate, of history, it was a Jewish king ruling over Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, sometimes in Tanakh he's treated like a Melech HaMalchi Yisrael, and the years are considered as beginning with Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and sometimes in Tanakh the years begin with Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Kan Kodim Sheachmitz, Kan Lacha Sheachmitz. Calls man that it meant something to him, that his mother was Jewish and he's Jewish and he's a Jewish king ruling over Eretz Yisrael. Mestama Tenishgele King Film. Mestama didn't keep Shabbos Akashvus anything. Married to a Shiksa. He didn't keep any mitzvahs. He didn't have any Jewish education. But calls man that it meant something to him. Like now the Israeli government, a lot of the people in government are not showing mitzvahs at all. They're anti-religious, but it's a Jewish Medina, whatever that means. Ben Gurion claims to have been an atheist, but he's always quoting Tanakh, and he says a Jewish Medina. Whatever, how can it be a Jewish Medina if you're an atheist? Whatever it is, and there's so much anti-Semitism. Why is Russia always fighting against Medina Yisrael all the years? Because it was a Jewish Medina. That was the perception. It's a Jewish Medina. So if the perception is that it's a Malchus Yisrael, so the Gemara says Kol Zman that Artaxasta was Kodim Shehechmitz, so it's considered as if it's a Malchus Yisrael. Then Lacha Shechmitz, after his mother passed away, whatever influence she had over him, after his mother Esther passed away, and then everything wore off, and didn't mean anything, that he's a Jewish king ruling over Israel. He was a Goy Gomer, he was Jewish, an accident, he was Jewish. But he was not observant, didn't mean anything. So then we treat him like if he's totally secular, and it doesn't mean anything to him that he's a Jewish king ruling over Eretz Yisrael, then he's Dino Kemalchus Umasailam, and the Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei, not Echad B'Nis. That's how the Gemara says. The Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael now is still a Malchus Yisrael. Everybody assumes that even the Apikursim in Eretz Yisrael, they all say it's a Jewish Medina. They may succeed in making it so secular that there won't be anything Jewish about it at all. Then it'll be a Malchus Umasailam. Okay, but so far it's still a Malchus Yisrael. That's what the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, the Siman about Yehorek Valyavar, the Ramah quotes like that. That you only say Yehorek Valyavar by Yisuri Biyo if they have an Issa Kores. Abo ala Mamzeres, Akoin Habo ala Grusha, Bala Zaino, that's Yisuri Biyo, that's not Yehorek Valyavar, that's Shar Yisur. So if it's a Nida is Kores, but that's an issue. Nida is an Issa Kores, but the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and Kiddushin is Tofsin. Usually by Arayis, let's say I give a ring to an Eshes Ish, I say Harei Mekudeshesli. I give a ring to my sister, to my mother, to my daughter-in-law, it then is Enki Dushin Tovsin. And if I bo Alehem, there'll be Avlad Mamzen. So whenever it's Enki Dushin Tovsin, Avlad Mamzen, it's an Issa Kareis, that's called Gili Arayis. Neither is a big problem, because there is Kareis, on the one hand there is Kareis, but on the other hand, the Sihini Dosa, all of the Gemara Safila B'Shasni Dosa, Tehi Bo Havaya. There is Tfisis Kiddushin. If you give a ring to a Nida, a lot of times a girl gets married, it's a Chuppas Nida. So the Kiddushin not Tofsin, and the Vlad is not Mamzen. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, the Vlad is not Mamzen. So that's a big Machlaikas HaRishonim. The Rabbi Natam and the Sefer Yosher writes Beferish that it's not Gili Arayis. The Nida is not Gili Arayis, and you wouldn't say Yehorek Valyavar. And the Rambam is Kemat Beferish, that Nida Bechalal Arayis. The Rambam writes a few times, Nida is Gili Arayis. And it is a Yehorek Valyavar.
According to
the Rambam. No. Balachuvah is the Vlad is not a Mamzer.
Yeah, but the Nidah, right?
Ben Nidah. Ben Nidah is a Pagam, we recommend.
Nidah is Machlek is Mishan.
No, Machlek is not a Mamzer. Machlek is what they say, Yehorek Valyavar. Someone holds a gun to my head and says, either be Baal or Nidah, I kill you.
So you might have to do it.
So the Rambam holds that it's Yehorek Valyavar because it's Gili Arayis, and the Rabbeinatam holds no. Rabbeinatam says that it's not. So here, the Ramban distinguishes between a Yisraelis, Esther is living with Achashverosh, that's an Iser Bia, but it's not an Iser Kore. So he said, that's not Yohar Gwalyam. That's called Shari Surim.
Yeah, but according to my name, said Esther was an Ashishish.
Ah, okay. So that's Tosis Kasha. We'll get there. What?
She's never
Ivran
a
Gilarayas
by a woman?
What? She's.
They just said Esther.
The Gemara asked that Esther was Sharaveris Befarhesia. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Esther was Ivran the Isser of intermarriage, and it was Befarhesia because all the Jews knew about it. All the Jews knew she was Esther, and she's living with the Goy. So the Gemara's Kasha was, why don't you say Hargval Yab? So the Ramban asks, why don't they say it's Gilarayas? I only say Shari Surim Befarhesia should be Gilarayas because she's living with a Goy. So the Ramah quotes the Ramban's answer halacha lemaisa that if a Jewish girl lives with a goy, that's not called gili arayis because there's no koris. If it's the reverse, a Jewish boy lives with a nochris, so that's koris mideri kabbalah.
If a Jewish girl is forced to live with a goy, she has to give it, submit it, not submit. What?
So it depends. If it's befarhesia, so then the din should be harig vayavar. If he's miskaven lahabir al adas, but over here Achashverosh didn't know what religion. It was just la noas atzma.
Now the reverse by a man with a
goyish girl. Man with a goyish girl said the Ramah paskins like the Ramban that that's yehareg bal yaver. Even bitzina, even the hanoas atzma.
How come he switched the one?
So the Ramban explains that in one case, if the Jewish girl lives with the goy, the children will be Jewish. It's not the end of the line. But if it's a Jewish man living with a nochre, so that's the end of the line. That's the end of the klal yisrael. So that's considered a nisa chomer. That's nasa mechutin labaydizar. That's more chomer. There always was a minig that when a Jewish man would intermarry, would marry a non-Jewish woman, so the family would sit shiva. Like if a man would become a meshumet, the person became a meshumet. They quote the Rabbeinu Gershom's son became a meshumet. So they quote that he sat shiva 2 weeks, right? Sat shiva. So the pashtus is at that meaning of sitting shiva is only if a Jewish man marries a nochris, that's considered like shmat. But if a Jewish girl marries a non-Jew, that's like shara. It's an avera. That's an avera, like chilul Shabbos, like treifas, but it's not considered the. Like Shmad.
So it's Karis Dibre Kabbalah, but the Deity of Chatas, is this Dirabanan or Doraisa that you only learn? You keep calling Kabbalah.
So the Gemara calls it Karis Midibre Kabbalah.
You bring the Chatas, you don't bring the Chatas.
I don't know. I don't remember it in the Gemara. It should be a discussion in the Rishonim. It should be it is Chatas. The Gemara said, we don't have an Achumish, but Midibre. Dabas Amataras Moshe Abeno Lolam Hadno, but you have a Pasig in Navi that there is Karis. There is Karis. That's how the Gemara says. So this is one answer that the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives one answer. Why didn't Esther have to give up her life not to violate the Isser of intermarriage? She's violating it Befarhesia. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answer is that one answer the Gemara gives is that was Lahanoas Atzma. He wasn't, Achashverosh's intention was not Miskaven Lahaber Al Adas. Then the Gemara gives another answer that since she was Shevi Al Tasa, she was Esther Karko Elam Hoysa. She wasn't actively engaged. She was just passively. He was bo'aleha. So since it's Sheba Altasa, so you don't say Yehoreg Valyam. So Tosis is bothered with this kasha. But there is another Gemara. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And I find out. But there's another Gemara in Megillah with the Gemara. At the end of the first perek has about six blot, daf after daf after daf. The Gemara has running commentaries, drushes, Agarata, or solid Agarata on the Megillah Esther, from the opening pasuk, even Achashverosh till the end. And the Torah Tmimah quotes, on every pasuk, he quotes something for Nat Gemara, from Daf Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, through Tezayin, till the end of the first peri. The Gemara has one of the comments is, pasuk says that Esther was a Yisayma, she had no father, she had no mother, so it says that Mordechai adopted her, Vatihi lo labas. So Pashim Shad, he adopted her and he raised her like a daughter. So the Gemara says, no, that bas means bias and base is a wishto. Like it says by the Kangodl, the Chipa Bado Biyad Besa, base is a wishto. The Kangodl has to be married on Yom Kippur, and it can only have bias echad, it can only have one wife, can have more than one wife, and the whole discussion in Yuma. What do you do if the wife dies in the middle of Yom Kippur? What should the Kangodl do to make sure that he's married the second half of the day? He can't be married to two wives, has to have one wife. So it's a whole discussion in the Gemara. See, here the Gemara has such a comment also. Atilo Labas doesn't really mean Labas means Labais. The base is Zuishtoi.
in Yiddish folklore, they say, so why is it written bas? Why doesn't it say lebayis? They say the bayis is a Rosh HaTevis. The Gemara has in the end of Maseches Tainis, when the girls used to dance on Chamishos Abav and on Yom Kippurim, and the boys would pick girls to marry, so some of the girls would say, the Gemara has, Ein Isha Ela Liofi, Ein Isha Ela Labanim, Ein Isha Ela Letachshitim. So in Yiddish folklore, they say that the word bayis, basis of ishta, is a Rosh HaTevis, banim yofi and tachshitim. And the Gemara says that Esther was Irak Rakasai, so she didn't have yofi. She was not good looking. Pasuk says she was nice as chen. Chen means despite the fact that she wasn't good looking, she was nice as chen. So you can't call her bayis, you have to call her bas. She had the banim and the tachshitim, she didn't have the yofi. It's problematic. The whole pshatla is problematic, because the pasuk says that she was yifei toy of yifei mara. So what does Chazal mean that she was Iraq Rak? It means that that day she was jaundiced. But it doesn't mean she wasn't good looking. The Pasuk says she was good looking. He picked her because she was good looking. And she was nice to Chayin also. The whole word is hinktunta. Okay. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. According to the Agoda in Maseches Megillah, that she was married to Mordechai, so she was in violation of Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is Gilei Arayis Mamish. So what is the Gemara just worried about? Sharaveres befarhesia, that in the marriage is Sharaveres befarhesia should be Yehorig Val Yavar. It's Mochomer than Sharaveres should be Yehorig Val Yavar of Gilead Arayas. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, why didn't he give her a get? The Pasuk says that she's going to have to invite herself to Ahasuerus uninvited, even though she hasn't been invited for 30 days. And she said, and she's going to coochie coochie him, and she's going to go to sleep with him. And the pasuk says, "Kasha avarti avarti." This time it'll be beratzen. Now I'm going to become asur al bailo. She's going to become asur to Mordechai. She won't be able to go back to him. The Gemara says the whole time that she was living with Achashverosh, it was ba'ainis, and Aneshesish and Nenso is materis lebailo. So at the same time she was living with her husband Mordechai. Same time she was having an affair with Achashverosh. So behind his back, she was still living with Mordechai. That's how the Gemara says in Megillah. And now she says, "Kasha avarti avarti, I'm going to become an Eishes Ish Zinsa Beratzen, I'm going to become Asura to my husband." So Tosfos asked the Kasha, why didn't they give her a get? So Tosfos answered a very difficult answer. Tosfos says that when you give a get, so you have to have Edim. You're going to have Edim, so the Jews are going to tell, everyone's going to hear, and then Achashverosh is going to find out, and he's probably going to kill Mordechai. Probably going to bump him off. Like when Abimelech, Melech Plishtim, wanted to take Sarah, so he was prepared to kill Baraguni al-Varishti. They're going to bump off Avram Avinu in order that he won't be in the picture. So Tosfos says like that. He was afraid to give a get, because to give a get, it's going to have Pirsum, and then it's going to be a Sakonis and Foshis.
He knew that she was Muzachashvedish.
It
was Fahesia because he knew she was there. So
yeah.
Was Fahesia with the get, but then more Fahesia.
She was afraid. They were afraid that Achashverosh is going to find out. Is Befarsi, all the Jews knew that there's a Jewish girl there living with the guy, but now Achashverosh is going to find out. The Jews are going to talk about it, so the Jews are going to let him know. He's going to find out that her husband divorced her and he was living with an Eishes Ish the whole time. So he may be interested in bumping off Mordechai. So Mishum Sakonis Nefash, Mordechai didn't want to give a get. That's what Tosfos says in Megillah. Yeah. So that's what.
The record on Sarah, the Gemara's question, maybe Esther should have left after they had the Hatzalah. Before him, maybe the Jews didn't know, because how could a million Jews know? It's a secret.
All you need is 10. If you have 10 Jews who know.
Maybe have 10 Jews. I mean, it has to be an absolute secret.
They knew.
Spies all over the place. Could be, but
no,
maybe the Gemara said. No,
he
should have left them afterwards.
She should have left.
Why did she leave Achashverosh afterwards?
Right.
After we had the
Hatzalah,
she told him, "Okay, now I'm going to go back to my people."
Oh. She's afraid too. He'll kill her.
Well, he loved it then. All of a sudden, it came out good. And maybe Mordechai should have divorced it then. Maybe Mordechai should have divorced it then. You know the whole
maybe,
story.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
Whole story. Like
Tyson, it could be that he did divorce it then. I don't know. But yeah, Tyson just asked. How should he say?
I understand.
Every story in Tanakh is missing 98% of the story. We're missing a lot of information here. But the little information that the Gemara does give is that she was married to Achashverosh. When she said Kashavar Tirvati, still married to Achashverosh. Still married to Mordechai. Still married to Mordechai.
She wasn't really married.
Well, she was married to Mordechai, a Jewish boy and a Jewish girl. They were married, and then she was living with Achashverosh. Yeah. So Taisus says this kasha. Taisus says the kasha. Why is the Gemara only worried about the avera of intermarriage b'fahesi? What about the avera of Gili Arayis? According to the Agarata and the Gemara in Megillah, she was married to Mordechai. Married to Mordechai is the mamash aneishesish. So that should be a har gal yaber, even if it's b'tzina. And what does the Gemara say? It's lahanoas atzman. What does it help? Hanoas atzman is a teretz. If it's not miskaven lahavar al adas, then the farhesia doesn't bother me. But if it's gimel averes achamuris, if it's gili arayis, it should be even lahanoas atzman. Should also be yaharig bal yavar. That's Tosis kasha. So the Baal Hamor asks the kasha also. Rabbeinu Zrachel Levi asks the kasha. He says this Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't agree with that agarata. That's an agarata in Megillah in the end of the first pair. This Gemara is assuming that she was not married to Mordechai and is just asking Akasha from the intermarriage b'fahes. But Tosfos usually assumes that's a general machlekes between Tosfos and the Chachmei Svara. Tosfos will point out contradictions between Gemaras and I'll try to squeeze everything together that everything blends in together. And the Chachmei Svara will be easier to say it's a machlekes. This Gemara disagrees with that Gemara and Shai. So the Baal Hamor says that this Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't hold for that Gemara, doesn't agree with that Agarta. But Tosfos, that's not the style of Teretz that Tosfos would give. Tosfos assumes that all the Gemaras blend in together. She was married to Mordechai, and still the Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha, why isn't it Gilei Arayis? Why don't you say Yorek Vayam? So this is a famous machlokes between the Baal and Tosfos, what's the Teretz? So the Rabbeinu Tam comes up with an einfall of the Teretz, that there's a pasuk in Novi that says when a nochri lives with a woman, zir masusim zir masum, it's like a horse having an affair with another horse. Biasakam skadias behema, it doesn't mean a thing. So Taisa says if a woman, Esther is an eshesish, she's married to Mordechai, if she would have an affair with another Jew, that would be an aver of gili arayis. She has an affair with a nochri, that's like having mishka behema. There's no Issa Mishka Behemah because Achashverosh is Mishka Behemah, he's a human being. But since he's an Ochri, I say, Bias Hakam Kibias Behemah, so it doesn't count. It's not a violation of Gili Arayis. A Chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam. And the other Baalei HaTosfos disagree, they say it's not true. But they say, on that issue of Gili Arayis, so that the Gemara knew all along that the Teretz would have been that it's Esther Karkoilim, that she's Shevi Al Tase. Because the Din is, what does it mean? Usually, pikuach nefesh is deicha. A person has to eat in a concentration camp. He has to eat what they give him. They give him the velus of treifas. He has no choice. He's not going to eat it. He's going to die. So pikuach nefesh is deicha. Right, that was also machloike. Some of the gedolim in Europe held that Hitler's war was against the Jewish religion. And they quoted one of the drushes that they didn't know that till way later, after the war was all over, in one of the speeches that he gave at the Reichstag, at the parliament, he said, this is a war against the God of the Jewish people. He said so with Erish. So it's Miskaben Lahavar al Adas. And it was Befrahesia. Everybody knew that they were all eating treifas in the concentration camp. So there was some Gedolim who said, you're not allowed to eat the treifas. That is Geharg Vayavar, because it's considered Shara Veris Befrahesia. Because they all knew that they were all eating treifas. Most of the Rabbanim said that it's not Miskaven Lahavar al Adas, he just wants to kill all of the minorities, because he was killing Albanians and killing Gypsies and killing other nationalities also. So most of the Rabbanim didn't think that it was Miskaven Lahavar al Adas. They said it's Shara Veres Befeasi, but it's not Lahavar al Adas, so there's no Dina Biharag Val Yavar. But that was a serious shot. So here the Rabbi Natam held that Biasakam Kibias Behemo. So that's not a violation of Gili Arayis. It's only an Isur of intermarriage. It's a lesser Isur, that Shar Isur. And Tosfos quotes the Rivo, disagreed with the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rivo says like this, usually Pikuach Nefesh is Deich. A person is a Chayla Mesukan on Yom Kippur, so you tell him he's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. A person is in a concentration camp, so you tell him he eats the treifas, save your life. whatever. You have to drive to the hospital. Someone is sick. You drive to the hospital on Shabbos. The Mechal Shabbos for the purpose of Pikuach Nefesh. So usually Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha from the 613 mitzvahs. That's Deicha 610 Lamazok. But the Gimel Averis Achamuris, that's your Harag Bal Yavis. So what's the din there? So there's Shkulim. So on the one hand you have Pikuach Nefesh. On the other hand you have Yisr Gili Arayis. So what do you do? It's a conflict. Usually Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha the other is. And now with Shkulim, so whenever you have two considerations, whenever you have a dilemma haste, you have two Mahalchim, whatever Mahalach you're going to take, Teignish, they're both no good. So the Gemara says, Sheva Al Tasa Odif, you have to act with Sheva Al Tasa. So that's what the Rivo says. That the Gemara knew all along. The Gemara never asked the Kashev or asked the Gile Arayis Hoysa, because they knew Esther was violating the Yisr B'Shevi Al-Tasa. She was Esther Karko Elam Hoysa. So Shevi Al-Tasa for sure is a good teretz on that Kasha. Why wasn't Esther Mechuyev to give up her life because of Gile Arayis? Shevi Al-Tasa, you say, Shevi Al-Tasa Odif. But the Gemara thought that an Avera Shari Sirm B'Fahesya, that's Mishum Kiddush Hashem, you have to give up your life. So that the Gemara thought that the teretz of Shevi Al-Tasa wouldn't apply. So nonetheless, the Gemara says, no, one mandama hol, Sheva Al Tasa is a cooler there too. There's room to be mekel there too. This was a big machlekas, the Rabbi Natam and the Rivor, that Tosfos quotes in Sanhedrin and in Ksubis and in Soita, the different mesichtas. They quote the Maisa Shoya. Rabbi Natam lived through the Crusades. He almost got killed on Shavuos once when the Crusaders came. He was spared from death the last minute. So the Tosfos quotes a story. There was a Jewish woman who had an affair. She was married to a Jewish woman was married to a Jewish man. She had an affair with a non-Jew, so she became Asur al Baila, Eshezinsa Asur al Baila, and then she got divorced from the husband, and then the goy decided to convert. The goy converted and now he's Jewish. Now he wants to know, is he allowed to marry the Jewish girl? So usually there's a din that a soita is, we learned Masech HaSoita. So a soita, Kishem HaSur al HaBal, Kach HaSur al HaBoil. But here the Shiloh is, but the Boil was a guy. So it's, and now he's Mizgayer. So does the din apply also over there? She's Asura to the guy, and the guy converts to Asura. So some Rishonim say, so we pass as a Machlekes. The Machlekes are Abin and Tam and the Rivo. So the Rivo said, she's Asura. She's not allowed to marry the guy after he converts. And Shulchan Aruch, in the very end of Eben Ezra, next to the last page, the Psak is like the Rabbi Natam, she's muteris to marry the Ger, Shin is Gayer. But they give three different reasons. The Vilna Gaon quotes all the three different explanations. The Sam Shanim say the explanation that you said, Ger, Shin is Gayer, Kakut, Mishinel Adami. That's why she, Taka, was Asura to the Goy, but she can't marry him because mine is a Goy. Once he converts, they say, Ger, Shin is Gayer, everything is wiped off, Kakut, Mishinel Adami. Most of the Rishonim don't accept that idea, because Gershon is God, Kot and Shinola Adami only appears in the Gemara with respect to having relatives. That two brothers convert, so they're kosher leidus together. Even though brothers are not kosher leidus together, it's not my brother, it's kosher leidus even with the Rabbanim. And if a brother and a sister convert, minatur, they're permitted to marry each other because it's not brother and sister. With the Rabbana, we don't permit them to marry because of different considerations the Gemara has. So, and there's no din of Yerusha. Let's say a goy converts, and now his father's a goy, and the father dies, so the ger doesn't get, minatur, the ger doesn't get the Yerusha. With the Rabbana, they made a takana, she get the Yerusha. We're afraid he may convert back to Christianity in order to get the money. So with the Rabbana he gets the Yerusha, but Minatari doesn't get the Yerusha because it's not related. So the din of Gershon is God cut and Shinola Dam, and the real din in the Gemara only goes on Kraven. He's not related to any of the Kraven that I had before, he's not related anymore. But doesn't mean you wipe off the whole past. If the Goy had an affair with the Eshes Ish and now he converts, he was the Baal. It's not he gets a clean slate. It's not a din of getting a clean slate, it's just a din in Kravis. He's not related to the Kraven that he had before. So most of the Rishonim don't accept that reason. Then the Rabbeinu Tam says that she's muteris to the goy, the boil, because biasakim kibias behema. It's a chiddush that she's asur al baila. That's a chiddush. Why should she become asur al baila? So that's a chiddush Rabbeinu Tam holds. But she's not asur al boil because al pidin biasakim kibias behema doesn't count. And other Rishonim say a different. Others said a different mahalach here. Some Rishonim say, when do you say kishem shasur al baal kach asur al boil? If otherwise, she would have been mataris to the butler. Here the butler is a non-Jew, so she can't marry him anyway. So it's like any sechal alisa. She's not sure anyway to live with the guy. Then the guy converts. A new story now. The guy converts, so she can marry him. So there are three different explanations that are given why we paskin like this. Shada, whether really hold like this, Rabbi Natan. So that's.
Is there any permissibility for her to have lived without his marriage because she was responsible for the entire nation?
In Shulchan Aruch, they quote that. They quote that from the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin says, how does she say now she's going to go to Achashverosh Beiratzon? Is that permissible? For the sake of Pikuach Nefesh, she allowed to violate Issa Gili Arayis. What happened to the Issa Gili Arayis? So the Trumas Hadeshin says that for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, we would allow Gili Arayis. We say you're not allowed to do Gili Arayis for Hatzolas Hayochid or for Hatzolas. The Pesach Tshuva has a discussion. A group of Jews were traveling in the desert, and a bunch of gangsters wanted to kill them. And one of the Jewish women started to make love to one of the goyim, and she had an affair with him, and she calmed him down, and she saved everybody's life. And she thought she was doing a mitzvah, even though she violated. She was a nation sish. She thought that it's Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. There was a minion of 10 people there. Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. So the Poskim saying that only applies to a case like Esther or similar cases. Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. She was going to save all of Klal Yisrael. So we assume
she had a psak from the Gadol Ador. It was her husband too, right? And he
told her that is mutter. Yeah.
He told
so
her that's mutter.
Right. So that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. We assume like that a person is permitted to violate Gilei Arayis if it's for the purpose of Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, Taka Klal Yisrael, not Hatzolas. And nonetheless, she becomes Asura Abayla because she says Kasher Avadati Avadati because she's going Beratzen. Even though it's beheter, but she's an Eshesish having an affair with someone else, and she knows what she's doing, so she becomes Asur al Baila. That's what the Beis Shmuel quotes when from the Trumas Hadeshin and Ebenezer. Yeah.
Is there a Tosfos that refers to, I think, one of the apostles who became Catholic because he was supposed to save Klal Yisrael from Catholicism?
Peter.
Paul, he was either one of the, I don't know.
One of the students of Yoshka, something like that, yeah. I don't know if Tesis quotes it, that's in the history books, they say like that. That one of the Tanoim worshipped Avodah Zarah in order to see to it that the Christians would move further away from the Jews to save Klal Yisrael. They were afraid that Klal Yisrael would fall in with Christianity, so he worshipped Avodah Zarah for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. If you're allowed to violate Gilei Arayis for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, you can violate Avodah Zarah also for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael.
What's Avodah Zarah?
Why he was worshipping Christianity?
But it's not at that time the concept of the Trinity wasn't
Okay. Koydim, it was Koydim Achet. Okay, okay. Maybe it wasn't yet about Izar. Yeah. So that's a famous discussion in the Gemara. Why you don't say Harig Val Yavam? Yeah. There's a difficult. There's an Agartha in the Gemara also, no six blot in the end of the first parak. The Pasuk says when Vashti refused to appear in front of her husband Achashverosh, so Achashverosh consults the Yodei Ho'itim, the people who know the Zmanim. What should he do with his wife? And then the Yodei Ho'itim didn't tell him anything, and then he asked a different cabinet, the seven Roya Pnei Melech. Who are the Yodei Ho'itim? What kind of a lashon is that? The people who know the Zmanim. So the Gemara says Yodei Ho'itim is a reference to the Jewish Bezn, the Jewish Sanhedrin, that it's their responsibility to be Kaveya Rosh Chodesh and make Roshana Muberes, to decide the Kviyas HaZmanim. So he consulted the Jewish Rabbanim, the Yodei Ho'itim, the Chavrei HaSanhedrin. The Gemara says that Mordechai was also a member of the Sanhedrin. How did he know what Bixam and Serish were plotting? They were speaking in a foreign language. How did he know? So the Gemara says, because he was Makkeh B'Shivim Lashon, because of the members of the Sanhedrin have to be able to hear directly from the Edim, from the Baladinim, so they have to know all the 70 languages. So he was a member of the Sanhedrin. He knew the languages. So the Gemara says that Achashverosh consulted the Yodei Ho'itim. It's in Pasuk Yud Gimel, in the very beginning of the story. And then they didn't answer him. And then the They gave the answer. Memuchan gave the answer. What happened over here? So the Gemara has a whole agarata in the first perik and Megillah that the Yoid who eaten with the Sanhedrin wanted to know whether she'd put his wife to death or not. So they answered, sounds like maybe a political answer. They said, we can't paskin on this because Miyam Shechar Beis HaMikdash, we're not permitted to paskin any din in the Foshas. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Masechah Sanhedrin, that you can only be done din in the Foshas, this man sheyesh koyin makriv. There's one din you have to have a bez nagodol in the lishkas hagazes. That's one pasuk. Then the Gemara quotes over here are different. Yom shachar beis hamikdash. You have to have a koyin makriv in the beis hamikdash. If you don't have kohen and makriv karbanas, then you can't be done din in the fashis anywhere. That's a shaila. To what extent is malchus the same as din in the fashis? Can you be done malchus bizman hazeh? So the Rambam writes that yes. The Rambam writes din in the fashis. You need a bezn of 23. That's a Sanhedrin tana. So it's only considered Sanhedrin Tana if it's part of a big system which is headed by the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin Doila, that's Yosheves Belishkas Hagozes. But we paskan that Malkus is Begimel, Machlekes Satanai, when the Malkus Begimel, a Malkus Bechav Gimel. So we paskan Malkus is a Beznam Shloisha. So the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Sanhedrin, that Doni Dini Malkus Bizman Hazeh Bechamokim Sheisham Shloisha Smuchim. We don't have any Smuchim Bizman Hazeh. So that's why we can't be done. All the smicha that we have for the Chagas smicha, everything is imitation smicha. It's not the real bona fide smicha. Real bona fide smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. It has to be ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, and the chain of Masorah of the smicha has been broken a long time ago, 1500 years ago. So we today have imitation smicha. It's a Takanas Rebbe. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin, we learned Sanhedrin many years ago. The Gemara says at the beginning of Sanhedrin that Rebbe made a takana talman al yorah, no one should pass on any shayla, salam king, not al mishus may rabba, unless he has heter hayroah, unless he has permission from his Rebbe to pass on. The Rebbe should only give permission if the talman knows the halachas well, and he knows how to articulate himself well, and he speaks the same havara, the same
pronunciation.
What's the word in English?
Dialect.
He speaks the same dialect as the Balabatan. Right. He's going to speak a British English or a South African English, and these are American people. They're not going to understand what he's talking about. So the Gemara says you only give heter hayroah to a Talmud who knows the dinim, who knows how to explain the dinim to the Balabatim, that they shouldn't misunderstand him. Yeah. Today it's only imitation, so it's shlichasayu. That's how the Gemara says. Yeah. So the Rambam writes, "Don din and fashis bezbanas abechamokim sheisham shloshes smuchim." We don't have any shloshes smuchim. The Rambam takes a stand. You can't be done din and malchus bezbanas, because since you don't need a Sanhedrin tana, so it's not connected with the whole system of the Sanhedrin tana. So you don't need a Sanhedrin yoshevus belishkas hagozes. Other Rishonim disagree. They say beferish that not. The Mishlam Melech quotes those that smug, but disagrees with the Rambam. That since Malkus b'makamisa imedis, so just like it cannot be done din in the fashis bizmanazah, it cannot be done din in Malkus bizmanazah either. But din in the fashis for sure, you cannot be done bizmanazah for two reasons. One reason, because you need the Sanhedrin Dola, Yosheves Belishka Sagosis, and the other reason, you need a Kohen Makriv. That's how the Gemara says. So that's how the Gemara says here in Megillah, that he, Achashverosh yesta chachamim yoydehu itim, the members of the Sanhedrin who had the ability to be kaveh zmanim kiddush hachodesh and ibra hashana, what do they say? Should he put his wife to death? So they say miyam shachar beis hamikdash, we can't issue a psak on din in the fashis. Go to speak to your people. So he speaks to his people. So what happened to the din? You can't be done din in the fashis bezman hazeh. So the pashup shat nigmar, that's only a din for Jews, but for the goyim they can be done din in the fashis bezman hazeh. I don't know. Years ago there was a whole pilpul whether you're allowed to have capital punishment in America. So some of the rabbanim published, you're not allowed to because you can't give capital punishment bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim. What does it have to do with them? That's for us. We can't give din in the fashis. The goyim can give. It's an offer in the Gemara in Megillah. The goyim can give din in the fashis bizman hazeh. They don't need koyim akriv. They don't need Sanhedrin yoshev is bim kayim. It's only din for bnei Yisrael. Am I allowed to be on a jury where the government wants to put someone to death? Yeah, even if it's a Jew, the government has a right to put him to death, even as Manazah. Yeah, you're allowed to be on a jury.
It's against the Beidin.
Beis Din has nothing to say.
If you have a court case between two Jews, so then they're not allowed to go to a Goyishe court, then you're not allowed to be the judge on the case, and you're not allowed to be on the jury on the case. You have to excuse yourself. You have to say, I'm Jewish, I can't serve. But if it's a case with the government, it's not a Din HaMamonis case between two Jews. It's between a Jew and a non-Jew, or it's a Din HaNefashis case, or they want to punish someone for an aver. So even if he's Jewish, you're allowed to participate. Yeah, that you're allowed to do. That's Din HaMachusa. So the pasuk says that he asked the chachamim yoderitim. The Gemara says they drayed their way out of it. They said we can't be done din in the fashas bizman hazeh. So instead he asked the shiva roi pnei hamelach, what should he do? Gadas malasos. So Memuchan pipes up. Gemara says Memuchan is haman. So Memuchan pipes up and he says loy al hamelach levado opsa ashdi amalko kal kol asorim mechol hamim. The avera that she did is worse than you think. You think she only did an avera for you. It's an avera. She's babbling all her married husbands. Sahat, isn't that a chutzpah? The king is angry at his wife that she was more of a malchus. He gave her instructions and she didn't listen. She should appear and she doesn't come. So Mamuchan says, not only did she babble you, she babbled all of us also. That sounds stupid. How does that make it a bigger avera? So Salman and Mepharshim explain what it is over here. The Mamuchan didn't want to stick his nose out. He didn't want to stick his nose into the case. What is he going to say? I think she chay misa. Achashverus was shikah. Ketov la malach abayayin. He was shikah that day. If he's going to kill her, the next day he's going to be nicht. He's going to realize, what did he do? He killed his wife, so he's going to hold Memuchan responsible. So Memuchan said, you paskin the case. What do you think? You paskin it. So Achashverus said, I can't paskin. I'm a negeh bedover. So Memuchan says, no. The psul of negeh bedover only applies if you're a negeah and no one else is a negeah. But if it's negeah to everybody, it's negeah to the whole Medina. The aver that she did is an aver against everyone. So we're all in the same boat. We're all puzzled. So you can be done also. So he was done on his own. Achashverosh led him to believe. Memuchan led him to believe that he should paskin that she's chayiv misa. So later on he's going to be angry. He'll be angry at himself. He won't be angry at Memuchan. He was angry at himself.
That was the downfall of Haman. When it came to paskin Haman, the king had the power. Haman had told him, you have the right to give a death penalty. Therefore, when it came to
Bar Haman,
so
used it.
He got it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's how some of the Mefarshim interpret the pshat over here. What was the chachma in saying loyal amalach levado opsa mashdi? The pasuk says later when Haman came to Achashverosh. Achashverosh says, what would you say if I want a reward fund someone for saving my life? What should the reward be? Want to be mechabit someone? So he said, he thought in his heart they must have him in mind. He wants to be mechabit him. So he said, he should dress him up in big day amalchus and have him ride on the king's horse and they should be mechabit him. So he says, you go do that to Mordechai HaYehudi. So the Gemara has a whole agarita that it was Chalamoid Pesach, first day Chalamoid Pesach, because the Psukim say that they determined they're going to kill the Jews on the 13th of Nisan. So the 14th to the 15th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th were the 3 days when they were fasting. Tzuma alai shloshes yamim, yom v'layla. They were fasting for 3 days. And then after that, then Haman goes to Achashverosh, and Achashverosh says he should take Mordechai in the street to be mechabed him. So the Gemara has an agarata. Haman went to find Achashverosh. He was in the Beis Medrash teaching the young children about kemitza of the Minchas HaOmer. Whenever you have a Minchas HaMinizkeim, whenever you have a Karban Mincha in conjunction with a Karban, so then you don't do kemitza, you burn the whole Mincha. But Minchas HaOmer is a Mincha Bo Bifnei Atzma. It's not Minchas HaMinizkeim of a Karban. This is a Karban Bifnei Atzma. So then you have to do kemitza, and the shirayim is nechal to the kohanim. So Mordechai was showing the talmidim how to do. That's how the Gemara said. Mordechai was showing the talmidim how to do the kemitza. So you see from the Gemara that bizman shein beis hamikdash kayam kol hoisik beparshas mincha kila hikra mincha. That's how the Gemara says in the last daf, the last amud beis in maseches Megillah. Megillah ends on an amud aleph. So the last amud beis. The Gemara says that by the bris made up Sorim, Avram Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Ma'eda Ki Roshenu. So the Rabbanu Shalom Mein says, "Bischus hakrovas hakarbonis." We have the right to maintain Eretz Yisrael under our control. Bischus hakrovas hakarbonis. So Avraham Avinu asked the Rabbanu Shalom, "Teinach bisman shebeis hamikdash hayikaim." What's with Zion if there won't be a beis hamikdash? What right do we have to balabatva over Eretz Yisrael? So the Rabbanu Shalom told him, this part of it he doesn't say in the Chumash. The Rabbanu Shalom told him that the Jews should recite the Parshas HaKarbonos, Malani Aleim Ki Ilu Hikrivim. Thank you. I'll consider it as if they had offered the Karbonos. So the Gemara seems to say that reciting Karbonos every day is a real Chiyav Deraisa. This man should beis hamikdash hayikayim yemakar of the Karbonos. Zan shein beis hamikdash kayim. So the only thing you can possibly do is to speak about the Karbonos, and that is considered as if you did. There is a Gemara in the first Perek in Masechet Shabbos where the Gemara says one of the Tanoim violated the Takana de Rabbani. You're not allowed to read L'Ora Ner on Shabbos. Shemayat, Egzer Shemayat. So he thought he's Aniba Chocham, Ani Ekrov Eloyata. He's going to read L'Ora Ner and he's a genius. He's not going to forget. He got so engrossed in the learning and the flame was flickering, so he was Mata de Ora Ner. Then he said, Givald, I violated Chil Shabbos. He was violated Havara. So the Gemara says he wrote down in his diary that if and when the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt during his lifetime, they'll have to bring a Korban Chatos. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if anyone is Mechal Shabbos Bizman Hazeh, they should keep a record, they should keep a track of how many times the Mechal Shabbos. You have to bring a Korban Chatos every time. If we live so long to see the Beis HaMikdash, so we have to bring a Korban Chatos on each one. So some of the Achrayim ask Akasha, what do you have to write down? I'll Makrib Chatos Shmeina. Say the Parshas Chatas, Koloim, and Parshas Chatas, Kilo Hikrev Chatas, and he'll be Yotze. So the answer is obvious, Keilu. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and the best you can do under the circumstances is to recite Parshas Chatas, so B'leis Bere, that's all you do. But if and when the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt during your lifetime, of course you still have to bring the Korban Chatas. Here, that's what the Agadita says, that Mordechai was learning with the little children. On the first day, Chalamot Pesach, that's when you makrev the Mincha Soimer. So he was demonstrating how he's supposed to do Kmitza on the Mincha Soimer. That's every time there's an Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, it says in the Haggadahs, you should recite the Parsha of Hakrovas Korban Pesach, and you should recite the Mishnayos and learn the Gemaras. Kaloisek betoras HaKorbanos, kilo hikur karbanos. Right, the Gemara quotes that Pesach, right. Most of the Chafetz Chaim has a whole kuntris where he encourages everyone to learn Kachim. He says Moshiach is on his way and soon going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and we have to know how to be Makar Karbonos. And then he quotes that all the Rishonim that he had, all the Rishonim say that this din, only applies to Karbonos. Doesn't apply, let's say a Jew is in Siberia and he has no matzah, let him learn the dinim of Achilas Matzah and it will be considered as if a person is away on a desert island and doesn't have a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. He should study the dinim of shofar, it will be considered as if he blew shofar. It only applies to Karbonos. Some Achrayim say not so. The Mabit writes in Beis Elokim, he wrote a sefer on Hashkofa, so the Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. So he holds that it applies to all mitzvahs, but that's not the way the Rishonim say. The Chavetz Chaim in his essay quotes the Smag and the Smak and all the Hashem, they say it's only by Akrovas HaKorbanos and Hashem Mephoim Soseinu and it's by Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Also that's Midrashim like that. There is a mitzvah the Osili Mikdash, there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Midrashim say if a person reads the Psukim in the end of Yecheskel about the measurements of the Bais HaShlishi, how the Beis HaMikdash will look, and he learns the dinim and the Gemara and the Ram about binyan beis hamikdash. Also, malani alem kiilu bono beis hamikdash. Only with respect to beis hamikdash and karbanos, doesn't apply to tzitzis and tefillin and to other mitzvahs. Then on this medrash, so the medrash rabba has another comment that when Haman was looking for Mordechai, so he came to the yeshiva, so all the children were fasting also. The little children were fasting. So it's an interesting idea. It sounds like the children before Bar Mitzvah. Mordechai was learning with young children, Dardiki, Mikri Dardiki, the young children. This Mikri Dardiki means a Malamed who teaches young children Mikra, Tanakh. Then there's a Masna Rabbanan. Rabbanan means Talmidim who are older, who learn Mishnayis. Masna Rabbanan means a Malamed who teaches Torah Shebaal Peh. And Mikri Dardiki means a Malamed who teaches younger children Mikra, he teaches Tanakh. So he was teaching young children, and it says that they were all fasting. These were the 3 days. So it sounds like even the children were fasting. So this is interesting. That's a shaila in Shulchan Aruch. It says, the Mishnah in the end of Yuma says that there's a din of chinuch on fasting on Yom Kippur. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if the children are healthy, children are normal, are healthy, so they're supposed to fast 2 years before Bar Mitzvah, a whole day. 2 years before, 2 years before, they're supposed to fast a half a day. And before that, you shouldn't have them fast at all because it may cause a sakana. You shouldn't allow them to fast. So a girl becomes Bas Mitzvah at the age of 12, so 2 years before she should fast the whole day. 2 years before she should fast a half a day. Many communities are admitting the last three Tanaisim before they become Bar Mitzvah. The unhent and unfeast. There is no such din. The only Tanis that they have to fast is Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av says Beferish they don't fast. Even if the child is going to become Bar Mitzvah next week, he doesn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av. It's just the Dion and the Avnei Nezer has a suffix. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and nobody's fasting on Shabbos, everybody fasts on Sunday, and the kid is going to become Bar Mitzvah on Sunday, on Yudov. So everybody's fasting on Yudov. Does he have to fast or not? So that's a Dion. Why? If fasting on Sunday is a Tashlumen for yesterday, so yesterday he was a Kotten, so he doesn't have to make Tashlumen. But if whenever Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, maybe the Ikar Takana was that you have to fast on the 10th of Av. Because the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have been there, Bizman Beis Amir, Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi way after the Churban Abayis, 200 years, 150 years after Churban Abayis. Rabbi Yochanan says, if I would have been there at the time that they destroyed the Beis Amigdash, I would have made the Takana that you should fast instead of Tisha B'Av, you should fast on Yudov. Because the Roman soldiers started burning the Beis Hamikdash late in the afternoon on Tisha B'Av, but the Ikar Sreifa is Beis HaLakein, who took place on Yudov. So he said, if I would have been there, I would have made the Takana Yudov. So we don't follow his idea, but when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we do fast on Yudov. So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim, where the fasting on Yudov is Tashlumin for yesterday, or fasting on Yudov, that's the Ikar Takana. Whenever Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, then Ikar Takana is the fast. So if it's a din of Tashlumin for yesterday, so if the kid was a Kotten yesterday, he doesn't have to fast today. Even though everybody else is fasting today, the kid doesn't have to fast. But if the Ikar Takana is, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, everybody fasts on Yudov, so now the kid is Bar Mitzvah on Yudov, so he has to fast. So we assume in Shulchan Aruch that children, even a day before Bar Mitzvah, even a day before Bar Mitzvah, they don't have to fast, not on Tisha B'Av, not on Tzom Gedalia, not on Asar B'Teves, not Shivasa B'Tammuz, for different reasons. The Pashat, the reason is because it's Avelus and it's no Chinach on Avelus. That's how we put it. It's Machlekes and Moed Kot, Masech is Moed Kot, whether there's a din of Chinach on Avelus. Let's say someone passes away and he leaves a brother, a sister, he leaves a child who's a young child before Bar Mitzvah. So there's a Machlekes and we pass and there's no Chinach on Avelus. The child doesn't have to observe Avelus. It has to rip Kriya. There's Chinach on Kriya, but there's no Chinach on Avelus. So we assume that there's no chinuch, and there is chinuch on fasting on Yom Kippur. It has nothing to do with Avelis, and there's no chinuch on fasting on Tisha B'Av Asar B'Teves. Huh? Oh, so that's a shad l'tayne sester. Tayne sester, the Rishonim say, is a tayne shel simcha. It's a tayne shel simcha because in the days of Mordechai v'Esther, they fasted 3 days, and their prayers were answered, and they were matzliach, and everything worked out well. So we fast today, zecher to the tanis that they fasted then. And it worked. The Tanis worked. So the Rishonim, the Eshkol, has such a lesson. That fasting on Tanis Esther is a Tanis Shal Simcha. So since it's not Shal Avelus, maybe we should have the Ketanim fast also. So some point out that this, the Medrash Rabbah on this Pasuk, when the Pasuk says that the Haman went to find Mordechai, and the Gemara says he went to the Beis Medrash, and he was there in the Beis Medrash teaching the children. So it says all the children were fasting also, even though they were young children before Bar Mitzvah. So maybe today we should have a Zecher and have even the young children fast on Tainus Esther, even before Bar Mitzvah. That's the Shaila.
I think a child can fast easier than an older person.
Sometimes, yes, sometimes. But the Gemara says only 2 years before Yom Kippur, they fast the whole day if they're healthy, and 2 years before, 2 years before, they fast a half a day. Before that, not at all. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yerushalmi, you shouldn't permit the children to fast even a half a day if it's younger. Younger than that.
That fast though had a different structure to it, much like with Nineveh, where the entire town fasted because they were afraid they were going
to
all be destroyed.
To do tshuva, yeah.
It's not
right, right. That was a tainus of tshuva, is taka tainus of avelus. We're observing avelus over the fact that we did averus, and we may be punished. And still it says the children fasted. So, but the tainus that we have today is a tainus shel simcha. Then it was not a tainus shel simcha. But today's tainus is a tainus shel simcha. And the Medrash says that the ketanim did fast then. So maybe today it's mistaber to recommend that even the children before bar mitzvah should fast on tainus Esther.
So there's no chinuch on avelus, but young children say kaddish, don't they?
Yeah, Kaddish is not observance of avelus. It's unrelated. It's a different thing. Yeah, Kaddish is a different thing. In America, people think that whoever observes avelus says Kaddish. So a brother dies, or a child, Rachmana Letzlan, dies, that people say Kaddish until the end of Shloshim. There is no such idea. Reciting Kaddish is based on the Zohar that the Beis Yosef quotes, that they once, I think Rabbi Kiva once had a cholam. He had in a dream that someone was suffering in Gehenna, and then in his dream they told him that the only way he will not have to suffer in Gehenna is if his child davens for an omid and he says Kaddish. Because bro mezaka abba, abba lo mezaka bro. The children or the grandchildren are an extension of the person. So whatever mitzvahs the children or the grandchildren do is farechen tezeschus for the nifter. Nifter passed away already. But whatever, they give tzedakah, they daven for an omid, and they say Kaddish, that's a schus for the nifta. But a brother and a sister have nothing to do with each other. And if the child dies, so the abba lo mezaka bro, the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that the father does are not going to be farechen tezeschus for the child. So the whole idea of reciting Kaddish is only for a child or a grandchild to be a schus for the nifta. It's not really connected with avelus. And America is a new minig America, but there never was such a minig. There's no such thing as saying Kaddish. Yeah.
Is there an Indian if a person dies without children? So they usually try to find somebody to say Kaddish for them.
Yeah, the Ramah has like that. The Ramah says that one can say Kaddish on behalf of all the Mesa Yisrael. Say Kaddish.
Typically, they usually find dusty. They hire even somebody to say
Kaddish. Yeah, but it doesn't have the same effect as if a child or a grandchild would say. Yeah.
Also, that day, was that not the first day of Kol HaMoed, or would it be second day Yom?
Could be. Could be the second day Yom. If they had yet. The Tshuvas HaGoyim says, when was Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias instituted? So they have in the Tshuvas HaGoyim, when Yeshua ben Nun sent Reuven and God, Nechat Tshevet HaManasha, back home after they completed all the 7 years of the Muhammad, so after the wars were over, he sent them home. So he said, farewell, and don't forget to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. That's how it writes in the Tshuvas HaGoyim, that it began already in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Yeah. There is in the Gemara in the Agadah there, in the end of the first parak in Megillah, so the Gemara says that when Haman went to find Mordechai, he found him in the yeshiva, he was learning Hilchas Kmitza with the children, with the young children. So it says he crossed over a river. How did they know there was a river? So Rabbi Reuven Margolius has an essay about this, that there's a machlokes, which city is Shushan? So they think they identified which city is Shushan, and Shushan has two parts, Shushan and Shushan Havira. Like there's New York. So there's New York as a city, then there's a state New York. Then there's New York City is Manhattan within New York. We call it Manhattan, or you call it New York. New York, New York. So Shushan Abira was one section of Shushan. So Shushan Abira, that's where the Capitol building was. That's where the government, that's where the royal palace was. That's where the wealthy Goyim lived. In Shushan, we have Shushan Navoicha, the poor Jews lived in the other part of the city. And there was a river separating between Shushan Abira and the rest on Shushan. So the Gemara apparently knew which city it was. And Taka, he writes, he wrote this many years ago. He died many years ago. So he writes this essay that there is a Taka river separating between Shushan and Shushan Abira. I remember once when the Iranians started to come to America, so I was a rabbi in Paramus at the time. So one of the Iranians has a store where he sells Persian rugs. They used to come to shul all the time. He used to come on Shabbos. Then they convinced him to become a Shem Shabbos. He closed the store on Shabbos. He always thought there was something fishy. How come they only gave him a Hasafah? They never gave him one of the Zion Kruim. So they explained to him in a nice way that we only give the first seven aliyahs to Shomer Shabbos. So he said, okay, he's going to become Shomer Shabbos. They closed the store, became a Shomer Shabbos. Then on Yontif, he would have relatives visit him. They were not yet Shomer Shabbos. So he would get one in the Zayin, one of the first five aliyahs, and they would get Hag Baglila, something else. And he didn't feel insulted about it. He understood. Those that keep Shabbos HaZoichet to get the first seven aliyahs, and the others can't get. So he told me, what's he going to do? He took a neder to take, he had a young boy who was just after Bar Mitzvah, he took a neder to bring his son to visit Esther Hamalka, and he can't fulfill a neder. I don't know what in the world he was talking about. So apparently they have a tradition where Esther Hamalka is buried, and it's a common practice that many of them take a neder to bring their children to visit the Keber of Esther Hamalka. He ran away before the child was Bar Mitzvah, he didn't have a chance. So we told him there's an institution of Hatoras Nedarim. He never heard of that one. So we had to be Matan Neder for him, under the circumstances. So he would have realized that he won't be able to. He certainly would not have taken a Neder. That's a double poshut like that.
The Jews still go? The Persian Jews still go?
They still go, yeah. They still go. So that's a Shaila. Keber Esther Malka, is that, some say that that city is Shushan. I think the historians say that it's not. They say it's a different city. Susa or something. That city is not Shushan. And the city that they think is Shushan, Taka, has a separate section. There's a river, and the wealthier section is Shushan Abira. The other part is Shushan, where the poor Jews live. That's called Shushan.
Mordechai is buried there also.
I think so. Yeah. Kever Esther Mordechai near each other, yeah. The Pasuk says that after Haman was put to death, towards the end of the Megillah, so it says that Achashverosh gave over Beis Haman, all of the wealth of Haman, to Esther Amalka, and she gave it over to Mordechai. So there's a big discussion in Achrayim about this. The Pasuk describes Haman Ha'amaleki. And Amalek, it says in the Haftarah of HaShabbos Parsha Zohar, that Shaul HaMelech was instructed by Shmuel HaNavi he should go wage war against Amalek and kill Mishor V'Chamor Atzeh, wipe everything out. You're not allowed to take anything from Amalek. So that's really a Shaila in Tanoim, a Shaila in the Mechilta. Was that a Hayroa Shaul only on the occasion of Shaul? He was told he has to wipe everything out. Or was that Taka the Din L'Doris? That whenever you know who Amalek is, so not only do you have to give the death penalty to Amalek, you're not allowed to use anything. Thank you. Oh, okay. A whole essay about it. Okay. So if one, that's the Kasha Achrenim, if one should assume that this is, that's a Rav Soloveitchik thought, that it's a Din L'Doris. I remember when I was a little boy, way before Bar Mitzvah, so I was staying with my grandparents in New York, and I was always homesick, because my grandmother always spoke her Galatiana Yiddish, and I was always making fun of her, and I didn't like her kind of food. So my father always had to come bail me out and take me back to Philadelphia. We lived in Philadelphia. The remember once he was going to take me back for Shabbos, and it was a Thursday night, and we were going to take a bus back. But Rav Soloveitchik was speaking for the Mizrahi then. So my father didn't want to miss it, and he couldn't pick me up after the buses don't go till the middle of the night. So he picked me up from my grandparents' home, and I listened to Rav Soloveitchik's drosha. So that's when he held his talk about reparations money, whether Medina Yisrael should accept the money from the German government. So he said, you're not allowed to. He said that the German government has a din of Amalek because they want to kill all the Jews. Any nation who adopts as a policy, they want to kill all the Jewish people, has a din of Amalek. And he said, it's also to take money from Amalek, even to take back the money that Amalek stole from you. He said, also to take back. So he said, they didn't listen to him. They did take the reparations money. At that time, he thought that it's also. So that's what the Mefarshim ask. How does it say, if it says Haman was Amaleki, so how does it say that Vayitan HaMelech is based on the Esther Amalka? How is she allowed? And then she gave it to Mordechai. How are they allowed to take the money from Amalek? Everything is Osir. So some Achrayim answer that Harugim Malchus is Nechseim LaMelech. The king takes the money. And then just like the Gemara says, Amen Amoyav Tiharu B'Sichon. B'nai Yisrael were warned, they're not allowed to take Al Tatsu Asma Vatiz Gabal Muhammad. They're not allowed to start up with Amon Amoyav. So how come they did take over Amon Amoyav? Because Sichon waged war against Amon Amoyav. So since he took them over, so B'nai Yisrael took it from Sichon, it was no longer called Eretz Amon Amoyav. Because Kibish Muhammad was kind of a Sichon. So just like Amen Amoyav Tiharu B'Sichain, so the Yisr did not apply to Menei Yisrael to take away these Aratzes from Sichain, because it no longer belonged to Amen Amoyav. So the same over here. Since Harugim Malchus Nechseim Lamelach, so it belonged to Achashverosh, then Achashverosh gave it to Esther, so it didn't come directly from Amalek, so it was Mutam. Others say that he wasn't really Amalek. He was doing like a Maisa Amalek. He wanted to kill all the Jews, but he wasn't really a descendant from Amalek. That's a question, Taka. Amalek only refers to those who are biological descendants of Amalek? Or does it even apply, he wasn't a nation over here. Haman was one individual. He wanted to kill all the Jews. So that's what some, there's such a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi, when the Pasuk says, Haman Amaleki, so Yerushalmi says he wasn't really an Amaleki, he was doing Maisa Amalek. And others say a third teretz that the only time there's a din of Amalek is if it's Derech Muhammad. The din is Gimel Mitzvahs and Tzav Yisrael Bal Vichnisasim La'aretz, and the Gemara says the Sanhedrin, you have to fill a mitzvah, fulfill a mitzvah in a specific order. So first you have to Lahamid Lahamelech, you have to establish a Jewish government ruling over all of Eretz Yisrael. Then Lahachri Zarah Shal Amalek, because the Jewish government has to sponsor an army. So you have to have a Machne Yisrael, a Jewish army, to wipe out Amalek, and then live in Islam Beis HaBchirim. So on this occasion, there was no Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, and there was no Jewish army. So there is no din of Amalek. The Rambam writes a din that if you're walking down the street and you happen to bump into one of the Zionumis and you had in your power to kill him and to get away with it, so the Rambam says, you mukhayef to kill the Zionumis. He never wrote like that by Amalek. You're walking down the street and you bump into an Amaleki, you mukhayef to kill him. The Pashto says Amalek is only a din of Melchama. Lechama Hashem Amalek midordo, to wage war. So it's only applicable if you have a Jewish government waging war with a Jewish government sponsoring an army. Jewish army, Machne Yisrael. That's a, then it's a Melchama's mitzvah. Here there was no Jewish government, there was no army. So true, they killed Haman, even if you assume he was an Amaleki. But the only time you're not allowed to take the Nechasim is if you waged war against Amalek. Here there was no Melchama. These are the three terutzim that the various achrayim have.
Isn't the raya that his descendants converted, and therefore if we could take them as converts, then...
No, you cannot.
You've taken on Amalek.
The Mechilta says that Amalek, Eim Kavlan Ger Me Amalek. But the Gemara says that B'nei Shal Homen Lom De Torah B'nei Brak. So that either means that we don't accept that Mechilta, or means that Haman was not an Amaleki. Either one or the other. Okay? Either one or the other. Rav Soloveitchik never printed his whole drasha, but he alludes to it in one of the drashas that he gave in the Mizrach that he printed, the Chamesh Drashot. So one of the drashas, he refers to that. But he said, you're not allowed to take the reparations money. So they printed the Divrei Torah from Rav Beryl Soloveitchik, that was his cousin, the son of Rav Velvela Soloveitchik in Eretz Yisrael. So he's alluding to what his cousin said. So he said, Chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to say that's ridiculous, because the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, in one place, why does the Chumash give us the whole genealogy of Esav? Who's interested in who are the descendants of Esav? So the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, because we have to know who is Amalek. Amalek, the mitzvah to wipe, but Amalek only applies to those who are descendants from this nation of Amalek, as described in the Chumash. Doesn't apply to anybody else. It sounds like, not like Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, had a diuk in the Rambam, that the din of Amalek doesn't only apply to those who are direct descendants of Amalek. It applies to any nation who adopts as a policy that they want to wipe out the whole Jewish people. So Rav Beryl Soloveitchik said, you're not allowed to say that, it's against the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim. So someone else was upset about what Rav Beryl Soloveitchik said, so he sent in a letter to the editor of a different Torah journal. This is printed in one Torah journal. So this guy sent in a letter to a different Torah journal that there are two svarim where they wrote over different things that Rav Gusman used to say. The Talmidim wrote over different Vertlach. Rav Gusman himself printed a lot of his shiurim, Kuntrei Se Shiurim. But the Talmidim wrote over different things. Rav Gusman was a dayan in Rav Chaim Moses Bezdin at a very young age. Rav Yisrael Salanta had a grandson who was a dayan in Vilna, who died at a young age, and he had a daughter who was single. So they made up whoever's gonna, if the daughter marries a Talmid Chacham, they'll appoint that Talmid Chacham as the dayan in Rav Chaim Moses Bezdin. So I think Rav Gusman married the girl. He was very young, 18, 19 or something. So he was appointed a member of Rav Chaim Moses Bezdin at a very young age. And he spent years with Rav Chaim Moses. And then during the war, he was able to, he ran through Siberia, and then he came to America, went to Eretz Yisrael, he saved his life. So the Talmidim printed different things that Rav Gusman said. So they printed one thing. They once asked Rav Chaim Moshe, what does he think about the Nazis in the middle of the war? So Rav Chaim Moshe answered, he would tend to agree with the other Gedoli Hador that the Nazis have a din of Amalek. So this fellow sends in a letter to the editor. Rav Chaim Moshe said that's what the other Gedoli HaTorah said. He's not the only one. Rav Yoshebed didn't invent it. Rav didn't invent it from thin air. That's what they all said in that time. They all had it. What do you do with the Rambam and the Mor and the Vuchim is a good question. But that's what they felt, that it has a din of Amalek.
Didn't you say Rav Bismarck Henry Yishalayim and
Zarephah
didn't want to go because he said he's a
Amalek? Uh-huh. Yeah, many
Amalek. All the Gedoli went. Yeah. I don't know if they want to go because, as you said, Bismarck is a Molly.
Yeah. The Germans, yeah. Yeah. The Gemara in Tumas Sichtes has a comment on the Pasuk, Ahudim Kimo Bikiblu Alem, Ahudim Alzaram, Dibat Somis Vizak Kotsam. What does it mean, Kimo Bikiblu? So there's a Gemara Masecha Shabbos on Daf Peches, a famous Gemara. But the Gemara says that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, the Bnei Yisrael didn't really want to accept the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced it upon us. Kaf aleim har kigigas. Then the Gemara says that only later in the days after the Nes Purim, B'meach HaShverish, Hodi kiblu B'meach HaShverish, we accepted the Torah out of our own free will. Mi'simchas HaNes. Mi'yavas HaNes, we accepted the Torah. So the Gemara says that's what it means. Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu mashikiblu kvar. They accepted again. They re-accepted Miloshin Kabbalah Satorah. The Jews made another Kabbalah Satorah, what they had accepted originally, Bal Korchum. So that's what the Gemara says in Masechus Shabbos. Then the Gemara Masechus Megillah, in the first parak, in the middle of all of the Agarita, but the Gemara says, how do you know that when they made the Takana of Purim, that the Bezun Shalmaila was Maskin Mal Yedehim? How do you know when the Chachamim make a Takana of the Rabban, how do you know whether the Bezun Shalmaila is Maskin? So we learned that when we learned the Erev in the beginning of the second parak, so the Gemara says that when Shlomo HaMelech made a takana of Netilas Adayim, a baskol came out from heaven and declared Chacham Bini Al Ken Yismach Li Bigamoni, that the Bezal Shlomo is very happy about the takana. How are you supposed to know? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, this is conclusive proof, this is irrefutable. The Pasuk says, Kimu V'Kiblu, what does it mean? Kimu L'mayla Mashi Kiblu L'mata, the Bezal Shlomo was maskim with what the Bezun Shalmata did. The Gemara says that that's the best pshat in the Pasuk. There's no other way to darshan the Pasuk. So Taisus HaMasechus Shabbos asks, how does the Gemara say that that's the best pshat, such a irrefutable pshat in the Pasuk? But the Gemara HaMasechus Shabbos has a different pshat. Kimu v'kiblu means kimu mashi kiblu kvar. The Jews accepted the Torah again that they had initially accepted in Maamar HaSinai Bal Korchom, so now they accepted it Beratzim. So they quoted the name of different Gdolim. They attribute this to the Vilna Gaon and to the Shagas Ari and to other Gdolim. Maybe they all said the same thing. Maybe one person said it, they all associated with other Gdolim. They said there's a Shina Loshim between the two Gemaras. When the Gemara says in Megillah, Kimu L'mayla Mashi Kiblu L'mata, so the Gemara says, Shenemar. They quote the Pasuk, Kimu V'kiblu. And the Gemara Masechus Shabbos, when it says Kimo Mashi Kiblu Kvar, they accepted the Torah again a second time. There it says Dichsiv. It's the same thing. Dichsiv and Shenema are the same thing. So they quoted the name of the Shagas Ari, Vilna Gaon, whatever. It's not the same, because when the pasuk appears Kimo the Kiblu, there's a Kriyuk Siv. Here, this is in Perek Tes pasuk Chavav, pasuk Chav Zayin. So the ksiv is kimu v'kibel. The ksiv is kimu v'kibel. But the kri is kimu v'kiblu. So the one gemara that says the ksiv is talking about the ksiv, and the one gemara that says shenemar is talking about the kri. One of the gedolim who writes this over writes, we have to check all of Shas, whatever it says the ksiv or shenemar, is this really oisgalt? And every time it says the ksiv, it goes on the ksiv, and every time it says shenemar, it goes on the kri. Usually there's no discrepancy. Whenever there is a discrepancy, so when it says Shenemar, it goes on the Amira, and when it says Dichsiva, it goes on the Ksiva. But that's what they say over here, that the Gemara that says Kiblu, Kimo Mashi Kiblu Kvar, that goes according to the Ksiva. It says Kimo V'Kibel. It means Kimo Mashi Kibel, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Bal Korchoi. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel HaTorah Beratzon. It was Bal Korcho for all of Klal Yisrael. So that's following the Ksiv, the Senkimu Mashikibel Kvar. What Moshe Rabbeinu accepted at Har Sinai, now all of Klal Yisrael were Mekabel. So they're the darshaning from the Ksiv. And the Gemara Megillah that says that Kimut Bezon Shamayla ratified, accepted the takana that the Bezon Shalmata made, Kimu Mashikiblu Kvar, there it says Shenema, because we're darshaning the Kri, we're not darshaning the Ksiv. The question is, you have to check all of Shas. Whenever it says Shenema, the Ksiv, whenever there's a Kriyasiv that is taka, is it consistent that the Shenema goes on the Kri and the Ksiv goes on the Ksiv? It's very questionable. There is a famous Rambam where the Rambam writes, in a Sefer Torah you have to have columns, you have to have it written neatly. So what if you have a long word, and the word you can't squeeze all the letters inside the column? So you're allowed to have a couple of letters out of the column. So let's say you have a word that has 11 letters. So you have to be careful that you have to have 6 out of the 11 letters should be inside the column, and 5 letters can be out. But you shouldn't have 6 letters out and 5 letters in, because the rive of the word is out, is past the column. So they tell the story that the Bach was once giving a shir to the Talmidim. The Taz was a Talmud of the Bach, and he was reading this Rambam. So one of the Talmidim asked, where is there a word in Chumash that has 11 letters? There is no such word. Where is there a word in Chumash? So the Bach's daughter happened to be passing by. She was supposed to be an expert on Chumash. So the father asked her, do you know of any word in Chumash that has 11 letters? Thinking, so she says, would Megillas Esther count? She didn't know what they wanted the word, so they said, yeah, Megillas Esther is good. So she said, the word says, V'ho achashdar penim. It has 11 letters. So they say that the Bach said his daughter is Shein Vidi Levana. So then the Taz says, Shein Tzayt Mekar Zayin De Levana. That's how he proposed, Shein Tzayt Mekar Zayin De Levana. Yeah. The Gemara points out, where does it say in the Megillah that you have to read the Megillah? It says, Shalachmanis Matanis Lev Yainin. And it says Sudas Purim, Imay Mishta Visimcha. It never says Adlo Yada maybe is Mishta. But where does it say that? So the Gemara says Hayamim Hela Nizkarim V'Naasim. So we usually say Nizkarim, the days are remembered, the story is remembered. So the Gemara understands Nizkarim means the days are spoken of. Nizkarim means mentioned. Like in Aseres Adir it says Zocharis Yam Shabbos L'Katshoy. So Zohar means Haskirehu Alayayin. Don't remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. Mention the Kedusha Sayyam HaShabbos to recite Kiddush. The Gemara understands that that's, some Rishonim hold that that's Pshut Roshon Mikra. The Rambam writes, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's only going to include in this, in the listing of the 613 mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that are Lefi Pshut Roshon Mikra, Torah Shebichzav. Whatever is the drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh doesn't belong in the 613, because in every generation the Chachamim can add on additional drashas of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So you're going to come up with new mitzvahs and new mitzvahs. What are you going to do? Throw out some of the old mitzvahs? So the Rambam says, no, there's 613 mitzvahs, lefi pshuto shel mikra. And whatever drashas of the Torah Shebaal Peh, add on more mitzvahs, that's going to be over and above the 613. So the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah in our Torah to recite Kiddush every Shabbos, because it says Zachar Siam Shabbos Hakatsha. Then maybe that's only a drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rambam says no. The Gemara says in Brachas Dan Dav Chav, Nashim Chayav is Bikiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. That even though one might have thought that Kiddush is a mitzvah Sasei, Shazman Groma, and women should be Potter, so the Gemara learns that from a whole drasha that it's not so. Women are just the same, have the same chiyuv as men to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. So the Gemara's lashon is Dvar Torah. So the Rambam claims, I don't know how he knows, the Rambam claims that that phrase, Dvar Torah, means Torah Shebichzav Pshuto Shel Mikra. That's the Pashat Pshat in the Pasuk. Zochar Siyam Shabbos L'Katshe means mention the Kedusha Sayyayim of Shabbos. And same thing, Zochar Eshashas L'Cha Molech. So the phrase says Yochel Belev. Maybe Zochar means you should remember. Talmud Lomer, at the end, the last two words in the Parsha are Lois Hishkach. Don't forget, Harei Belev Omer, Hamani Mekayim Zochar. Zochar means Bepeh. So there also, they're understanding that the verb Zochar is Miloshen Lahazakir, to mention, not to remember, not Lizakar, but Lahazakir. It's the same Shorish, Zayin Chofresh. So here also, Yamim Ha'elet Nizkarim B'Naasim doesn't mean that the day is remembered, the story is remembered, the day is spoken of. That's the Gansa Mokar from Mikra Megillah. So that's a big diyun in later Achrayim. Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes from the Turiyevin. Turiyevin is the Shagasari's commentary on the Gemara. So the Turiyevin writes a Dava Pasha, the Mikra Megillah is Dibre Kabbalah, and Dibre Kabbalah could Dibre Torah Damian. So just like you say, Safik Deraisa Lechumre, Safik Derabbana Lekula. But what if you have a Din Derabbana that has the approval of the Bezun Shalmaila? It appears in the Kisvei HaKodesh, which we written up Piroch HaKodesh. So what about Mikra Megillah? So the Shagasari writes a Chiddush in the Tur Yevin, and he thinks that if you have a Safik, you're not sure whether you missed a word, so you have to listen to the Kriyas HaMegillah all over again. A woman just told me last night that one year she heard Mikra Megillah three times. Each time she thinks that she missed a word, and she went Lahachman. Now she's getting older, so she's thinking maybe Lahakal now. But she remembers that years ago she heard the Megillah three times because she wasn't sure. So that's why Rabbi Kanega quotes this from the Tur Yevin, that a Safik, whether you missed a word or not, Safik, that Safik deraisa luchomer, so Mikra Megillah is Dibre Kabbalah, and Dibre Kabbalah could Dibre Torah Damyan, so Safik Dibre Kabbalah luchomer. So others disagree. The Minkacha has a Chiva, and the Minchas Aluza, he disagrees. He says, he quotes a Rashi in the end of Tainus. Rashi writes, it's only called Dibre Kabbalah if the din appears in Nevi'im Aksuvim, Balosh and Tzivui, that you have to do this. Like, Shalachmanis Matanis Levyeinim Sudas Purim. That's Balosh and Tzivui. Ayamim Eile Nizkarim and Asim is Balosh and Tzipur. It says the days are spoken of. It means that we read the Megillah, but it doesn't say you have to read the Megillah. It says the Megillah is read. So since it's not Balosh and Tzivui, so the Minkacher quotes this Rashi and Tainus. Rashi not talking about Mikra Megillah, Rashi talking about something else there. The only time a din that appears in the Nevi'im Aksuvim has the status of Dibre Kabbalah, the Dibre Kabbalah Kedibre Torah Damyan, is if it appears in the Nevi'im Aksuvim Balosh and Tzivui. On the closing pasuk in the Megillah, the Gemara has a famous difficult comment. Martcha Yehudi was Rotzer L'Roi Vechov. He was beloved by most of his friends. Why only L'Roi Vechov? So Pashu Pshad, you can't be loved by everybody. So the Gemara says no. Originally he was taka beloved by more people. But then when he went into politics, he was sitting and learning. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. That's how he knew the Shivim Lashon. That's how he knew the foreign language that Bixam Viserish was speaking. So then when he decided to go into politics in order to save Klal Yisrael, even though Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Kola Tarkula, says Deicha Talmud Torah, but still, Gadol Talmud Torah Yeser Mehatzolos Klal Yisrael. So the people had tainus against him. That's why he's only Ratzah the Roi Bechod, not L'chol Echov, because a lot of people had tainus. So it's very paladic. What do you mean? The tainus were correct and the tainus were incorrect. Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Kola Tarkula. So he was mechuyif to go into the politics to save Klal Yisrael. It's very difficult Gemara. So some say that that's what it meant. That he knew that he wouldn't be respected by many of the Rabbanim, and he knew that the din is Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha, and he knew he was going to suffer. He was a big hero. He took the position that he's supposed to take, and he didn't care about the fact that people are going to make fun of him. Ratzah the Rebbe Echav, he was right and they were wrong, and he wasn't afraid to take the stand, even though he knew that he would lose a lot of his friends. Others want to say, no, that he did wrong. That he did wrong, that the times they had against him were correct, because the Gemara says in the first parak in Moed Katan, if a person is interested in learning and having, let's say, a demonstration somewhere, some kind of an important rally, they need everybody to go. So should I go also, or should I let someone else go? So the Gemara says, if there are only so many seats on the bus, there's a Sheva Brachas or something, a rally. So there are only so many seats on the bus. So I can sit and learn, and someone else will take my place. They don't really need me. If the mitzvah is to this kai mark, they are cherim, so then you should continue to learn. You shouldn't be mopsik to do the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is to yepshe this kai mark, there's going to be an empty seat on the bus. Well, they need you at the rally. If you don't go, the rally is going to be weaker. They need another person at the rally. Every person counts. So then you have to be mevatel Torah. So that's what others say, that Mordechai didn't have to do the Hatzolos. He could have sat and learned, and he could have gotten someone else who wasn't so into learning, who would do the politics, who would do the Hatzolos and the Foshes. So God will Talmud Torah, Yosem Hatzolos and the Foshes, because he didn't have to do it. It's a mitzvah, Shavu the sky, Ma'idei Acher. So that's, it's unclear in the Gemara, what the Gemara was driving at. Yeah. The Gemara points out that the Megillah is described as Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. What kind of a lashon? Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. The Gemara says Ka'amito Shel Torah, like the real McCoy. What is Amito Shel Torah? So Rashi says Amito Shel Torah means a Sefer Torah. Just like a Sefer Torah needs Sirtut, you have to have on the line. So Megillah says to also need Sirtut in every line. The Tosfos quotes the Rabbein Tam, disagrees with Rashi, holds that a Sefer Torah does not need Sirtut in every line. Mezuzah needs Sirtut. So Rabbein Tam says Amitu Shel Torah means a mezuzah. How does the word Amitu Shel Torah come to mean mezuzah? Because mezuzah speaks about monotheism, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Monotheism is the ikar point of the Jewish religion, so that's called the real Mekoy. The mezuzah is Amitu Shel Torah because it says Hashem Echad. But the Achrayim point out that the Yerushalmi says like Rashi, Amitu Shel Torah refers to the Sefer Torah. So it's interesting. It says in Chumash, on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu read from the Sefer HaBris. Whenever there's Kabbalah Satorah, when a Yochid is Mekab, when a Ger Nizgayer, a non-Jew converts, it's a Yochid is Mekabal Ol HaTorah. So you don't have to have any Kriya Satorah. When the whole Tzibur is Mekabal, when the whole Klal Yisrael is Mekabal HaTorah, so you have to have a Sefer HaBris. So it says by Maimon HaSinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu is reading from Sefer HaBris. What was the Sefer HaBris? The Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, from the Tanaim, Sefer HaBris was from Bereshis till Pashas Yisro. Then at the end of the Arboim Shon on the Midbar, so there was another Kabbalah HaBris at Arvis Moav. It says at the end of the Techach and Kisav, Eile Devi HaBris HaShakoras HaShem and Yisrael B'Arvis Moav, Milvad HaBris HaShakoras Sitem B'Choyrev, in addition to the Bris that was made at Harsina, HaChorab is Harsina. So on the occasion of the second Krisis Bris, so they also needed a Sefer HaBris. It was a Sefer HaBris then. So the Pasuk says at the end of Dvarim, that when Moshe Rabbeinu finished writing the whole Chamish Shulchan Shatara, V'ikachalos Moshe Lichtev is called Tivat Tarazas Atumam, and he gave it to the Kohanim Halavim, Nosei Aron Bris Hashem, and he said they should put it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'samtem Osa B'tzad Aron Bris Hashem. So Rashi and Chumash writes, that from now on the Sefer HaBris is all Chamish Shulchan Shatara, not just from Bereshis till Parshas Yisro, is a new Bris at Arvis Moav. So the Sefer HaBris is the whole Chamish Shulchan Shatar. So the Gemara has a tradition, Kimlu B'Kiblu, that there was a Kabbalah Satar, a new Kabbalah Satar Beratzen on the occasion of the Nespur. So they needed a new Sefer HaBris. So that's what the Gemara said. The Sefer HaBris was the Megillah Esther. The Gemara says the Sefer HaBris is Dibre Shalom V'Em is Kamito Shal Torah, just like the real McCoy. Just like the Sefer Torah was the Sefer HaBris for the earlier Kabbalah Satar at Harsina in Arvis Moav. So this Megillah Esther was the Sefer HaBris for this Kabbalah Satar. No. We should be zecher to Yeshua's Venachamas and the schutz of Nes Purim. Abel Chan Purim. Amen.